Okay, welcome to the Smith and Stockdale podcast. This is episode one. I'm Aaron Smith.
I'm Fred Stockdale.
Well, that's good. I've just, bear with me a second. I just gotta do this. Yeah,
You're getting good at it now.
Yeah, three.
Getting a strong thumb.
Four, fucking. Oh, you piece of shit! Yeah. This is the number one cause of all
of your domestic violence
this week.
Speak for yourself.
Fucking Flappy Bird, you've not played it.
Nah, not yet.
Don't. If I can offer any advice to anybody, it's to never download Flappy Birds.
All right, then.
It will ruin your fucking life.
I'll pay that in mind.
It's worse than heroin. If I had a choice between heroin and Flappy Birds right now, it'd probably be heroin.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Have you got any heroin?
Well, I've got a little bit. There's always some jammed up there, isn't there? Yeah. So, tucked away.
Anyway, yes, it's number one podcast.
Number one.
Well, it's not number one. It's the first of our.
It's the first attempt at. Well, it's not the first attempt either.
But this is the one where we can actually probably put it on iTunes.
It's because you got a microphone that's working.
Yeah, I've got a microphone. Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, upgraded.
Thanks for blue microphones, Blue Yeti. If you want to sponsor us, give us some money.
Yeah.
Because
I could do some money. I'll do anything. That's all I've got to say. Get in touch, Blue Yeti.
We haven't really got a plan of how this is going to go. No. I think we're just going to talk.
I've written on some paper, but it's not particularly
helpful. And it's in your own shit.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't know why you've done that.
No, I don't mean either. Ran out of ink late at night, you know. Yeah.
So, what's been causing a stir this week in the world of Fred?
Got an ear infection.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not good. Is that why you're on antibiotics?
Yeah.
I'm the only one drinking this week.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't drink. Normally I'd be like paralytic by now. And just trying to breathe.
Self-flagellate.
When I get drunk, I'm like a woodlouse. I just curl up, try and get at it, snapping away. That's why I have to wear a gum shield.
It's an amazing thing to
see. It is an amazing sight.
We'll have to upload that to YouTube one day.
You've seen a dog chase its own tail? It's a bit like that, except I'm doing teddy bear rolls across the carpet.
You're only millimetres away. Which is...
Yeah. Well, he's only a millimetre long, isn't it? I'm a grower, not a shower.
I'm neither of those things. I can't even show what I've got.
It's hidden in your 70s bush. Sitting there like a jaguar.
Sitting there like a little mouse's nose peeping out of a rusty Brillo pad. That's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on.
Yeah, well.
People are waiting. This is news.
Yeah, we're just warming you up.
Boiling.
This is foreplay.
I've got a sweat on.
Yeah, man. I've got a sweat.
It's the heating's on. You're in my house. You've got a donkey jacket.
I've got a donkey jacket on, a hat. Thermal underwear.
Just, what are you doing? You're making me feel a bit hot. I've got a hoodie on, I feel hot. Take your clothes off.
I'll be getting naked soon, so if you hear like sort of slapping sound, it's the boys knocking about.
Trying to suck his own cock.
Any excuse, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to keep an eye on me, otherwise you go for it.
It's weird. Yeah, it's like if you turn your back, he's at it.
Yeah, I'm like, just rolling around, trying to suck it. Crying.
That's just me crying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got new carpets, haven't you? You don't want that on it.
I think you're unsuccessful, so the chance of getting anything fluid.
Well,
spunk on my carpet.
Well, it's not the spunk you got to worry about, it's the blood and the shit, isn't it? It's the dark liquids.
They don't come out.
No, they don't come out. I've stained wood floors before. I'm brick. We had to take up the flagstones. This shit. Oh, God.
I think they're suitably warm.
It's like alien blood. Yeah, well. I've looked at the news because I'm an adult now.
Yeah, well done.
And I've followed a lot of it.
Okay.
And the thing that really grabbed my attention was the man who's suing NASA. He's suing them because they're not.
Oh, is this about the alien?
About the alien, yeah.
Okay. Give everybody the backstory on this guy.
This man, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the planet Mars?
No.
Yeah, it's up in the space, and there's a man, right, down here on Earth.
Yeah.
And he was looking at it, and he was going, "I wonder if there's aliens on there." and he got in touch with NASA. I'm paraphrasing at best.
yeah, this is word for word, isn't it?
The man said to NASA, is there aliens up there? NASA said no. And then the man got angry and demands to know.
So it's like CBeebies news.
Yeah, well, since Newsround went off the air, I've been struggling. I can't really keep up with the... So
NASA said there's not any alien life on Mars.
No.
And now he's suing NASA because they're lying?
Yeah, they're lying.
What's his evidence to say that they're lying?
I think he just reckons.
And that's cause for a court case.
Yeah, where's America?
Who's his lawyer? Yeah. Who's gone, you know, anybody in it?
I don't know.
Because they were like, yeah, we'll get it. Just give me 10 grand, we'll sort it out.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
I think he went through one of those where there's a blame, there's a claim sort of things.
So, like an alien came down and trod on his toe.
He said, and I quote, he woke up one day and he had a sore arse, and he was naked in a cornfield, right?
Yeah.
And he reckons aliens did it, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And who's in charge of aliens?
NASA.
Of
course.
Yeah. So he's suing him. Yeah.
Fuck him then.
All the evidence says he was brutally raped by a farmer.
Right. But where's the farmer?
Yeah, where's the farmer?
Yeah. On the Mars? Question.
On the Mars. Oh, yes.
on the Mars.
He's a Mars farmer.
Wow.
Yeah, and he came down here, which is a tidy little segue to talk about immigrants. My favourite subject. It's my favourite subject because when I talk about it, I like to argue from a point of complete ignorance.
Me too.
Yeah,
we got so much in common.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's
And we met at UKIP rally.
We did. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I wasn't even meant to be there that day.
Oh, the buffet.
It was
the
amazing.
Buffet.
Just all curry.
It was just all really plain cheddar. English sausage.
Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs and some cabbage.
Not even Scotch eggs because they're Scottish.
Yeah, I know. Probably. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
But,
someone brought some brie. We lynched him.
That'll learn him. Cornish cunt.
Yeah, quite bloody. Yeah, it's far further south enough, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, back to this man and NASA and the aliens.
So how far along is the court case?
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's the optimistic.
So I don't even know how you would start something like that. So if I wanted to sue you, for example, it would be easy to do.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. A court restriction forbids us from talking about that.
But that would be pretty plain and simple. But I could get a lawyer and go, like, this guy touch me inappropriately. And I'd like to sue him.
Yeah.
Or take him to court, get justice, whatever.
And then because of my past and police record, I'll get sued.
Straight in, and because your skin colour is slightly darker than mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be fucked.
Yeah, I mean, if I was wearing a backpack, they'd probably shoot me.
Yeah, just straight away.
Yeah.
So, but like, how would you go to sue is it an organisation? NASA?
I think it's classed as an organisation.
Like,
it's
know,
not
like
just
a
couple
country.
Of mates in a shed.
So it all started.
Yeah.
So it all started.
The Norwich Aeronautical Space Agency. I think what's happened is he's turned up outside the building.
Yeah.
And he's shouting at the windows.
Let me in.
Let me in. I'm going to sue you.
And they're like, no.
And they just shut the window and he's
put the blinds.
That's it, really. But yeah, I mean,
so it's not going to court.
I won't lie to you. I didn't quite get through the article because
I should point out at this point that I've done no research into anything.
Yeah,
I've basically just given Fred little snippets of information that I've seen and not even read myself.
Yeah,
just in case that Fred might read them.
We're good. Yeah, you can't read, and I can just about manage. If his big words.
If it's a colourful picture, I send off all
If it's got a nice picture, then you pretend you read it. Post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Political.
Yeah.
I understand what's going on.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, just reblog. It's like Kony 2012. I think that was because of me, you know.
What happened to that guy?
I think they got him.
Yeah?
I don't want to.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't
USA! USA! USA!
Yeah, and Canada.
Fuck, they got Canada as well.
Yeah, they got
Canada.
Yeah. But I think it was because of my online activism, yeah.
What did you do?
That Kony got.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your... Was that the film?
I reblogged that video.
Okay.
And I think that's what did it.
Didn't the guy who made the documentary turn out to be a crazy heroin addict who was running around
for
a while?
Yeah. But
Sweep that under the carpet.
Well, they hardly did. He was on.
He was on YouTube.
Yeah, he's caught. He's caught.
I think that video got more hits than the Coney one.
Yeah, now it's yeah, but yeah, he's caught on camera wanking in the street, and you know,
I mean, come on,
come on.
If you can't be naked wanking in the street, where
can you? Yeah, I mean, it's all about balance, isn't it? He brought up the issue of Coney. He gets a free wank in the street.
Ah, oh, shit. Yeah. So if we bring up the issue of
Mars aliens, yeah,
we can get
I'm gonna go beat one in the Tesco's.
Yeah, it's good.
In the frozen food aisle, get it up. Yeah,
yeah. Splash that shit up.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's how the law works. I mean,
yeah,
I am ignorant. I won't make any bones about it.
Don't. That's why I respect you.
But I think that's what makes me English.
Yeah.
My blind hatred of others and
ignorance
and xenophobia.
And yeah. your passion for masturbating the frozen food aisle.
And pasties.
And pasties.
I fucking love a pasty.
Yeah, you love Greggs.
Can't get me out. Yeah, literally. Clinging on. Literally. Won't fit through the door. But in all seriousness, the diabetes has taken my foot. Yeah,
take that foot.
I got another one now. I got it from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's pretty good. Looking good.
It's off a thief.
What else we got?
Alien covered that.
Done
pretty thoroughly.
I don't think people need to look into it any further.
No.
Because all you're gonna do is reread what we've just said. So there's no point.
I'll break it down.
Yeah,
man, NASA, alien, no.
That's Judge it. Says no.
Judge says no. Yeah,
you can't have a wank in the street.
No. Yeah. So that's that done. What else? Oh, yeah. Talking of aliens, we saw that Justin Bieber video, didn't we? Where his eyes go weird.
Oh, that was strange, yeah. That was a bit weird. Because I was watching it, and there was a guy... Because they were saying he was part of the Illuminati.
Oh,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about the Illuminati either. So if you could...
It's all bullshit.
But do you know what the...
Oh. Yeah.
So, do you know what the Illuminati is?
The Illuminati, yeah.
What's the thing behind all that?
The Illuminati, it's the...
Stop doing that.
Sorry, it makes a noise. I'm rustling my papers here.
You don't need
to look like a...
They're of no use.
They're of no use. I can't even read a lot of it. But yeah, the Illuminati is the idea that there's a secret shadow government running the world. And David Icke...
Yeah, I know that, the ex-football, he's English, right?
Yeah, the nutter.
He used to be a professional football player as well.
He was a commentator, wasn't he?
No, he was actually. Well, I know he was a professional footballer, so I don't know who he played for. Again, we've got Google at our fingertips. We've done no research. But he used to, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the global shadow government and their reptiles.
Okay, so David Icke is a part of the Illuminati?
No, he's against them.
He's hated them. Because he said, I've seen a few documentaries.
Oh, and he said he was Jesus.
Yeah, see, but
that kind of knocked his credibility a bit, really.
Yeah, well, after he said that the Queen was a lizard,
yeah,
I was like, well, is she?
Yeah, I was like, no, she's.
We would have found out by now.
Yeah, I mean,
a guard would have dropped at some point.
I mean,
she'd have been shedding her skin and like that. He's like, she's called Liz.
Oh,
Liz the lizard.
Elizabeth.
Lizard
birth.
Lizard birth. Holy shit, David Icke.
Oh, we're on top of this.
Fuck, David Icke's got it.
We'll get this up on WikiLeaks soon, won't we?
Yeah.
We've got Julian Assange in the cupboard.
He's not allowed out.
He's not allowed out now. No.
Is he still in?
He's somewhere.
He's in
Russia.
Like an embassy.
He might be in the Russian...
But is he in London or America or somewhere?
I'm thinking of Edward Snowden, aren't I? Yeah. He's the other one. I think he's in Russia or China.
But is it in their embassy, but in our country?
But he played a blinder against the Americans, Edward Snowden.
I don't know who Edward Snowden
is. He's the one that released the NSA spying.
Explain.
The NSA, they were looking at our computers and our phones and stuff.
Oh, this is like the Google thing?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he broke that to the world.
Right.
And now he's hiding in China. But to get into China, he told the Chinese that the Americans are spying on him. So now they won't extradite him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. It's comedy gold, this, isn't it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm getting depressed talking about it.
So is that what he lied? Or did they...
No.
The
NSA was spying on everyone. Spying on the British. They
Spy. So who runs the NSA?
It's an arm of the American government, okay. National Security Agency.
Fuck, man. So yeah. It's basically post 9/11, everyone's scared to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, apparently they've been doing it for a long time, but now everyone's got an iPhone, everyone's got Facebook.
I'm literally always connected to Facebook and
Google. It's Big Brother, basically.
So burn everything.
Burn everything, yeah. I'll go through hard drives. Like this.
That's for other reasons.
They're all buried. In 100 years, they'll find his archaeological site.
40,000 very powerful magnets attached to his roof. Yeah. He just throws them into the loft.
Yeah, it's.
So he's in China now, this Snowden guy.
Last I heard, I was chatting to him the other day, obviously. Yeah. Last I heard, he was in China, and they won't extradite him because he revealed to the Chinese.
So if they do extradite him, what would be the charges against him?
Well, that's the whole issue. It's like Bradley Manning. He's a whistleblower.
Bernard Manning's son.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Is it because he's telling racist jokes again?
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
he's
what with Obama in president.
Oh, God. My wife, Obama. No, you're doing it wrong. You're arrested.
Anyway. Yeah, basically, yeah. They're whistleblowers and they need to be protected, but because it's America,
So they'll just kill them. What would happen?
Bradley Manning's in Guantanamo.
So he's a treason.
It would be treason, yeah, for whistleblowing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, isn't it? Because everyone knows who he is. They can't just fucking... Well, I didn't know who he was. Like everyone. Well, everybody who's like conscious of being watched or just look at Facebook and Google.
The NSA have been spying for years, apparently, but mainly it's through phones to start off with.
So this was pre-9/11 as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. It's been going on for a long time.
So surely they would have known about fucking Osama bin Laden and his plans to do all that bollocks. But that's part of the Illuminati as well.
That's the Illuminati. That's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
That's his bag. Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Right. Okay. So if the Illuminati are all powerful, why do they need Justin Bieber?
Wow.
Let's go back. I don't think we explained this video. The video of him when he got arrested for drag racing.
Yeah, being stoned, which is like in a car, not dressed as a woman.
Yeah, running down the street.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd let him go on his own. Yeah. But yeah, he got done for that. And when it's kind of strange in America, they have like live court thing, because it was alive as the judge was reading out the charges.
Right.
He was in his orange jumpsuit, looking ahead at the
camera.
Very
fashionable, was in this year, orange.
Looking at the camera. And the video I saw had a guy commentating over it saying, watch his eyes. And then all of a sudden, he sort of shuts his eyes, they open again. But it looks like there's something wrong with the video footage itself rather than eyes have turned inside out or whatever.
I totally believe it. But what you're saying is that there's something. There might be something wrong with the footage of this guy filming his TV a recording of live TV.
But this went out on Fox News apparently.
So you know it's true. It's got to be true, hasn't
Fox
it?
Fox News.
Yeah.
And so this wasn't the only one that filmed this thing. I don't think it's the distortion on the guy's phone. It's the actual distortion. In
Justin Bieber's lizard eyes.
Lizard eyes. Yeah. But I don't, they're sort of open, and they've got like a weird little film over them or something like that. And then he looked, the why everyone thought he was suspicious, because as soon as he opened it, it's like someone prompted him to look down to the right, to look away, like he took his eyes away and his head away from the camera, and then looked back up again, his eyes were normal.
I mean,
it's kind of, it was weird, but I think you can explain it.
If you're saying that there's a better explanation than
Lizard Man.
Then I don't know what to say, to be honest. I mean, what else could it be? I mean, he's got to be a lizard, hasn't he?
He's got
an amphibian.
So why do the Illuminati, the all-powerful Illuminati, need
just to fuck with everyone? Just to piss everyone off.
I don't like Justin Bieber. I never liked. He was always going to be a twat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he was.
Yeah.
Because some people just come out in his defence, saying that he was busking for ages and all this sort of stuff. I was like, how long could he have been busking for? He was only like 15 when he was signed. So he was allowed out of the house a couple of times and he played on the street and then he uploaded some stuff to YouTube.
What I heard is he was on YouTube
and
then Kanye West was grooming him, I think.
Yeah.
But then he realised...
Then he went wrong.
Then he went, oh, hello.
What happened? He was grooming him. Yeah. Justin Bieber was like, I'm going to give me a record contract, otherwise I'm going to tell the police.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened.
Like, shit.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a fucking sign. This is all rumour.
Well, you say that, but it could be, couldn't it? I mean, yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. I reckon.
Kanye West was grooming Justin Bieber, yeah. the young Canadian.
Bombed him for a record deal.
Yeah, did that, and then he sort of like, he didn't want to get it, he didn't want that out, did he?
Who would?
No, I mean, yeah.
I've heard he's quite well hung, Kanye West.
I've heard that as well, yeah. Kanye, I mean, look at the way Kim Kardashian walks.
Yeah, her ass is swollen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. No, that's another person who doesn't need to exist.
Yeah.
I reckon she's a lizard as well. I reckon.
She leaves a fucking trail behind her. She's horrible. The only reason why she's famous is because she had a sex tape. That was like...
Yeah, she had sex with someone who was mildly famous, I think.
Was he a basketball player or something?
Yeah, I think he was a basketball player.
Or a baseball player. Sorry, he's a sports star in America.
Yeah.
And then she had sex on tape. But did they have the TV show before the
No, it's because of that.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's enough.
Fucking, what's wrong with TV?
I mean, I've sent off about 8 sex tapes.
Yeah, but you're on your own.
still, there's a mirror there.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon the one that the gem in your crown, the jewel in your crown,
what
is you trying to suck your own dick and shit?
Oh, I thought you meant the sparkly stuff in my hair. You know what that is, don't you?
No.
Glitter. Just innocent glitter.
You from the innocent glitter factory.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like to get home, put on Here Come the Girls, and dance around in my room until I fall asleep and wake up disappointed and full of shame.
Do it all again.
Yeah. So that's Justin Bieber then. I mean,
so he's a part of the Illuminati as well.
Must be.
So this is where it all falls down for me, because the guy who was filming it was like saying, "Oh, there's so much fucking shit going on in the world that you don't know about, that we don't know about. There's so much shit going on." I was like, "What do we need to know?"
I agree with him. There is a lot of stuff going on. That's a lot more important than some little Canadian tit.
Yeah.
That's
another thing. Go on.
Who drove his car a bit too fast.
It's not even his car. He hired that car.
He hired it.
Rental car.
Oh, God. Euro car.
Yeah. It's a little Ford KA.
Ford KA. Oh, I don't knock 4 KAs. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, just... That's another thing. He's Canadian. And he's pissed and stoned and driving fast in America.
That's...
Why isn't he deported? I think there was somewhere online.
If you come from Mexico, you get deported if you did that. If you come from Canada.
You're right,
I think, yeah.
No. But I think there's... I think a guy online got a petition together to have Justin Bieber deported. And if in America they're sort of... I don't know, they're part of their constitution, whatever. If they get more than 100,000 signatures on a petition, the president has to read it.
Oh, right, I see.
So the president...
It's like in England when you turn...
Someone's just handed the president the paper and go, "I think you're going to like this one. This one's going to be quite good for you. You'll enjoy this." And then, yeah, so hopefully Obama will do another good thing and fuck off Justin Bieber.
Everything's a bit sort of voting system nowadays, isn't it? All a bit X Factor. There's enough votes, it gets read by the president.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, that's kind of a cool thing, though.
I don't know
if we've got something similar in this country.
But I'm pretty sure in America you could find 100,000 idiots who'd sign something like, "We don't want any more ducks in the country" or something.
I'd sign that.
Yeah. I don't know why I chose ducks.
I like the way they taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only animal I'm familiar with, to be honest, the duck. Yeah.
You always see the duck under your arm.
Yeah,
walking down the street.
Yeah.
There goes Fred the duck. It's not just the way he walks. It's because he's got a duck in his pocket.
That's a war wound, Darren.
From trying to have sex with ducks.
Yeah. Well, do you know ducks have got a barbed penis and it splits in two?
That's a mess of eye.
Have you? You're a duck.
Is that true?
Some of it's true. Yeah. I mean,
ducks have a penis.
Ducks have penises.
But it's not barbed in the...
What do they call it? What's a male duck called? Sorry for this.
Gavin.
Gavin. Gavin, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, and Tracy's the...
Was it a med?
Oh,
canard. No, that's French for duck.
That's what the French call it. No, it's a mallard.
Mallard, yeah, that's it. Mallard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so mallard's penis.
You've tuned into duck talk.
Duck hour.
Yeah, duck hour. Yeah.
So a mallard's penis is 15 foot long, splits into 17 pieces.
Is barbed.
And could take your face off.
It could take your face off at 10 paces.
That's duck week sorted.
Yeah, it's duck week done, yeah. Don't Google any of that.
No, because Googling...
Google are part of the Illuminati. Yeah. They don't want you to know this.
Google a 17-inch duck penis.
Yeah, they don't want you to know the truth.
Neck nominations.
Neck nominations.
I don't want to fucking lower the tone.
Neck nominations.
Two people have died from this.
Yeah, I know. I mean...
You had a go.
It comes from... No, I haven't had a go. I mean, I used to do this when I was 12. with your mates. You're 12, your parents are out, you raid the cupboard. And you put all the kinds of shit in the glass and then you drink it and then you lie on the floor dying. You know, it was mildly entertaining when you're 12.
They've kind of upped the ante a bit now. Up your ante. I saw one earlier on Facebook. I think it'll probably do the rounds. There's a guy who, I think it's in Ireland or Scotland, he's got an accent on him. He walks into
foreign
Tesco and it looks like a pair of like knickers, like girls' knickers.
Yeah.
The kid doesn't look very old, maybe like 18. And he's walking around Tesco, he goes to like the drinks aisle, gets a can of beer. Next it.
Oh, I've seen
and
that.
Then he's running away from the security guard for a bit.
Yeah, I've seen
and then he gets in the car and he's like, oh, I nominate, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Another one is a guy walks into McDonald's, and that one. He gets a milkshake, sings, the milkshake's bringing on the guy, dumps the milkshake over, takes his top off, dumps the milkshake over his head.
Yeah.
Next a can of lager and then nominates friends. But see, so that's okay. To me, that's all right. It's annoying. It's the funniest thing about the McDonald's one is, he was doing it, no one was stopping him.
Yeah.
And then you just see this little old fella pull up behind him with a bucket and a mop. And he's like, you finished.
Then the old fella, what you didn't see is another video that happened after it. The old fella, he mopped it all up, put it in a bucket, downed it, then nominated his mate.
And he died from all the bleach.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's crazy. Crazy Dave, I believe they call him. Crazy Dave, the McDonald's janitor man.
To the bleach drinking janitor.
God rest his soul. Crazy asshole.
So, what are your thoughts on fucking neck nominations?
Well, not a lot, to be honest. I mean, it's just one of those things, isn't it? It's like happy slapping.
Yeah.
It's fun at first, and then you get a bit bored of it, don't you?
Yeah, like rape.
Bit like rape, but, you know.
Don't think, are we allowed to do jokes about rape? Is that alright now? Is the Illuminati in on that?
I think the NSA are probably, is homing in on this, signal as we speak. I'm not a techie, so I don't know if there's a signal going out at the moment.
I don't think there is.
No.
Probably, yeah. I think the Illuminati are tuned straight into this.
I can see some wires, so there's something going on.
Coming out of your head.
Yeah, neck nominations. It's going to get to the point where people are like eating each other, isn't it?
Eating someone's neck?
Yeah. Just like down in blood.
I've heard that a couple of people have died.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, but you got to be...
Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
No, I think they have died. It's been in the news. They, like, drank bleach and all kinds of...
But so I heard someone was drinking fucking goldfish, man. That was a bit stupid.
Yeah, right? I saw someone eat a little chicken's head.
Oh.
It was meant for snakes. He's not a snake, is he?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
How long has this been going for, neck nomination?
It started in Australia, and obviously...
Have a beer.
Have a beer, ate a chicken... And yeah, started there, Western Australia, made its way over to East Australia and then spread around the world.
I've not seen Americans doing it, whether they are or not.
Oh, I've seen Americans doing it. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I mean, normally they export the shit, don't they?
Yeah. But that's like, there's definitely an American thing.
Yeah. Nah, it'll be over in a few days.
Yeah, like Flappy Birds, that'd be
good. Like Flappy Birds, yeah.
Fucking hate that game.
Yeah. There's another thing going on in New York. It's called the Knock Attack.
That was annoying. Sorry, I just got an email.
I think it's called Knock Attack.
Knock Attack.
Or something like that. Yeah. But you walk along the street in a group, and then when there's someone on their own, you just clock them in the head.
Yeah, some guy got knocked the fuck out, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to knock them out, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked. What the fuck is... It's like, what's that film with a... All the kids get mental and they're all raping people, killing people.
Oh, Patch Adams.
yeah. Fucking Patch Adams. Is that film? There's a film like that. Well, it's Clockwork Orange, isn't it?
Oh, right, Clockwork Orange. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. The droogs.
They just go around like, yeah, just yeah. gangs of kids.
Ultra-violence.
Yeah. This seems fucking pointless.
Yeah.
I never fucking even... That would never have entered my head when I was a kid. Just get together in a group and see an old person punch him straight in the fucking face.
I'm laughing, sense. But...
Sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, sounds like... Like, you've sold it to me, to be honest. I've never... Yeah.
But, like never in my wild... Yeah. Like, I'd never go... What do you want to do today?
I mean, yeah, we live in the age of... We live in the age of the most technology and connectivity in the history of human civilization.
Such a barbaric...
And what you want to do is punch people in the head when they're not looking. Now, that can be fun.
Yeah.
But, should it be that fun?
I saw a woman shitting into another woman's mouth earlier. Yeah. Why aren't they watching that?
Tesco's has gone down in, hasn't it? Yeah. They let anyone in now, don't they?
Self-service,
yeah. Just lying on that self-service. Unidentified thing in the bagging area. Doing a curler. Yeah. The internet has opened up. It's given a lot of people who'd be classed as mental an avenue and an audience to spread the disease of
just,
being
that's what it
a
is, isn't
cock.
It? Yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? It's like they...
Literally viral.
Yeah. Because they think, oh, this might get 1,000 hits on Facebook or likes or YouTube or whatever, shares. And
also...
Maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's because they think they get internet famous or Facebook famous.
I mean, there is a big fame culture now. It's the biggest it's ever been, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's mad that you can get famous for just punching someone in the face.
But that's the thing, isn't it?
Boxers have been doing that for years.
yeah, true.
But, like, it just doesn't... when I was a kid... The worst thing we did when I was... Worst thing we did when I was a kid.
Necrophilia.
Well, yeah, I love my nan.
Still do. Yeah. God rest her soul.
We used to sort of like either set fires, but not like...
the good old days.
Not like to people.
No.
Or to like sleeping tramps.
No.
Or like we'd light a small fire in the woods or something like that and be like, this is amazing.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
And then, or... We'd go up to the school and smash windows.
Or you'd get in the quarry.
Yeah, there's a quarry around by us.
Oh, there's loads around by me.
Yeah. So, like, that's... We'd smash windows. Fucking ridiculous. Like, now, if I had a kid and it came home and said, I'd be smashing, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you smashing windows without giving me a call?
I've got a load of rocks.
Oh, you're an idiot. Yeah.
I know where the best windows are. It's on that church.
Those really expensive red windows.
I mean, the worst I used to do was, you know, like, dick up the dead, flip over gravestones, tip cows.
You flipped gravestones?
Yeah.
That, I don't agree with that.
No, I didn't really do that. I'm exaggerating for humour.
Oh, is that what we're trying to do?
Yeah. No, I mean, again, the worst thought we ever did was get hold of booze somehow, break stuff. But nothing, you know.
We probably used to piss people off.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, hitting or hurting people, well, we just never fucking...
If you mean that, have you... I grew up in a rural area, so there wasn't really a gang going around.
I did as well, then. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, sorry. If the kids, my cousins live in South London, they grew up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's gangs pretty much fucking everywhere.
Proper culture, gang.
And they're not the what do you call it? When you get into a gang, initiation. Yeah. Stabbing people is the initiation.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's mental, isn't it?
So you got to like almost kill someone to get in a gang.
Pretty
where
much.
What do you get then? Popularity.
Badge.
got me stab badge. Yeah.
Discount from Waterstones.
Oh really? Yeah. So book tokens.
Yeah, book tokens.
Well done. Your first stab.
Yeah.
Have a book token.
What you saying, blood? This is for Waterstones book tokens.
Guys have got a biography out in it.
Jamie Oliver's new book's out.
And a stab up a tramp.
Stab up a tramp, yeah.
Yeah. I remember like back in the early sort of 2000s, noughties, whatever you want to call them, there was, what was the fucking tramp thing?
Oh, Trump bum wars.
Bum fights. Yeah, and that was kind of fucking, that was almost probably the start of all that.
I think that
internet
came,
famous bollocks.
I think that was Australia as well.
No,
was it American? Yeah. Oh, the one that I saw was a Steve Irwin mocker.
Oh, yeah. No, that was because that was really popular in America and they took it off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he'd wrestle tramps. He'd just jump on them and ride them around and stuff.
And make them fight for food.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous. Because, like, I mean, I used to watch it because I was a young 18, 19, 20-year-old kid. And I was like, well, this does seem entertaining to me right now. I'm watching it on the internet. That was the birth of internet fame, I think.
Yeah. That's what I was going to mention earlier. I mean, the most popular videos online are people getting hurt or fucking up. That says something about the...
Yeah, it just makes you feel better. It's like watching... you know, you've been framed or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone getting whacked in the bollocks by a kid with a baseball bat. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean...
It's always inherently funny. It's always going to be funny.
What I was getting at is suffering is the most popular thing on the internet.
Yeah.
And achievements, he's won that, has he? I want to see the guy making a cock out of himself on the X Factor.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I want to see the fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Just human cruelty.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah. But
and
again, I completely understand it because there's nothing I like more. That and cat videos.
I do love a cat video. I've made a few.
Just as a cat trying to catch a dip.
Yeah. You can find my YouTube channel on there.
Cat suck cock.
Cat sucking cock in.com.
In.com,
yeah. In.com. I was out of my mind on catnip when I wrote that.
He was snorting it.
But yeah, I mean, in the age of the internet, people are more disconnected. So if you're a kid...
It's where the more connected we are, the more disconnected we become.
Yeah. I mean, if you spend all your time trolling online, then if you grow up with that culture, you might grow up thinking, okay, it's all right to troll people in real life.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? I think Stan Collymore was on about it the other day, because he's the English footballer. People were calling him racist names. I don't know what they were. They didn't repeat them. But I think they do that to get a rise. So he then reports it, or he'll come out and retweet them.
Yeah.
Because getting that retweet then will keep busy all night with people going, why are you calling Stan Collymore a N-word or N-bomb or whatever and blah, blah.
Twitter is a game.
Yeah.
To get as many retweets and followers as you can.
It's a game.
The easiest way, if you're not talented at anything, is to be a cunt, isn't it?
I'm an absolute cunt. I'm on Aaron Smith, @ThatAaronSmith. That's me on Twitter. Yeah. You on Twitter?
Nah. I can't get on it.
Not allowed
anymore.
Because it's like duck related.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to sort of. There's another sort of Twitter sort of site. It's called like Duck Talk, and it's a bit like Twitter, but you know all the good bits about Twitter.
Yeah.
This has none of it.
Yeah.
And it's all the bad bits, and it's like.
Fred, you're quackers.
I'm not really selling it, but yeah.
First joke of the evening.
Yeah, first joke. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
For all those situations when I'm talking about ducks.
I'm quacking.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth a second out.
No. It loses it quite quickly, that joke, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Bit like happy slapping, like we said before, on Segway, round it off.
You know what's better than happy slapping?
Unhappy slapping.
Happy slappers.
Happy slappers, yeah. Like then you happy slap them afterwards. Because I grew up on GTA.
So I'll
just roam the streets with a baseball bat and
kick prostitutes till money comes out of them.
What I do is I grab them by the ankles and shake them like that.
You can knee them in the face and get them at the right height.
Yeah,
if you get a small enough one.
I'll carry a step ladder. It's a waste of a Saturday, but it's all I've got.
Benefit Street.
Benefit Street.
Since we're from the Midlands.
Yeah, we're from there. And
we should talk about this.
Yeah, I mean...
It's more fresher in your mind because I've made you watch them all today, didn't I?
Yeah, because... Yeah, well, it's grim. It's a grim TV show.
There was a thing on the other day on Channel 5 called The Benefit Debate. And it had that was that, like, Katie Hopkins or something like that?
Oh, yeah, the horse-faced crow woman. Yeah.
I fucking hate that bitch.
Yeah, again, exactly. Yeah. How do you get famous? Being controversial.
Just, yeah, just talking shit. Yeah. She's the biggest shit talker out there.
Yeah.
She's got, her opinions aren't valid. What was she on? Was she on...
she was on The Apprentice.
She win?
She lost.
So she's a losing reality TV...
Yeah.
I don't want to say star.
Well, personality.
Cunt.
Yeah. You say personality. I say personality. You say cunt.
So she wasn't good enough to win a tin pot fucking shitty TV show. And now she's on TV saying things. She was just,
being a bitch.
Yeah, just having opinions for money. Yeah. That's what Terry Christian said about her.
What, having opinions for money?
Yeah, and I fucking Terry Christian, so Mancunian, it looks like it hurts him. I'm so fucking Mancunian.
Monkey walking down the street.
Oh, I've got the Manc. Yeah. He's all like crippled up with the Manc.
The Manc.
I've got the fucking manks. Yeah. I can't fucking move, kid. Oh, kid, I fucking hate you, your fucking cunt. Opinions for fucking money. Yeah. Mad for it, if I could move, if I could get out of me mank.
Obviously, you can't see this, but he's contorting in some spectacular ways.
Fuck it, yeah, he's a weird guy. Well, he used to be on The Word, he used to like that show.
Don't remember that.
That's all he ever did.
Did he? I know you mean. I knew... Yeah, I think I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. He's always on. I think he's probably got like some kind of blog or. I don't think he's on TV much anymore.
Nah.
But he, like, in the '90s, he was on The Word with Sarah Cox.
Yeah, I know who you mean now. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, having everyone now has the ability to complain about anything and everything at any time whatsoever, whenever.
But that because she was anyway. Yeah, she was on that the big benefit thing on Channel 5, and they had White D on there.
Oh, right.
Which I don't understand, because they call her White D because there's a Black D on the street, right? But her name's like Joanne or something. It's not even like Denise or Deborah.
Yeah,
I thought she had the same name as White D. So that's why they differentiate between the two, because one's black and one's white. So we'll call you White D, we'll call you Black D. That's so nobody gets confused.
So many
names like fucking... Like, it's
Jack.
Not, yeah.
Jackie.
And that's what it is. It's something like that. And it's not Denise or Deborah or fucking Donut.
Or that little Chinese girl called African Jim.
What?
It's someone I know. No.
So what was your...
Yeah, well, you know.
I think they heavily edited it as well after.
Oh, yeah, they heavily edited it, but when you've got people like that, everything's gold.
Well, the first thing is true. The first show, they, if you remember it, it was about that fucking, what's his name? The addict guy.
Fungus.
Fungi.
Yeah.
Him and his mate were off robbing, weren't they? They were like robbing from the shops and stuff.
I haven't seen the first episode.
You didn't see it? I thought you saw the first one.
No, I saw the last three.
Ah, right, okay. Well, in the first episode, it was basically those two guys.
Right.
And they're on... He, not Fungi, but his mate, had just come out of Nick.
Yeah.
Come out of the prison.
His boyfriend.
Yeah, he'd come out of Nick's face.
Yeah.
And then they were on the... as soon as he got out, they went into Birmingham, which he was banned from. He got like an hour's ban.
Banned from Birmingham.
Banned from the city centre. And... he just went to a load of shops, robbed loads of shit, sold it all, and got fucking drugs with the money.
Well, you know, in this harsh economic climate, entrepreneurs like it should be encouraged. Yeah.
And but so that was like, it was all like, oh my god, this is fucking outrageous. Like that was what we were going for. It was entertaining. It worked, and everyone was like, all them people are cunts on that street.
Yeah.
And because there was a massive outrage after that, and the people who were featured in it were saying that they didn't want to like be a part of it anymore and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really? And, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they were all really pissed off because I said it was going to be a social comment on people that weren't working, but there was a sense of community, spirit and all that sort of stuff with that street. But obviously what they were doing was like, we're going to film you and make you look like cunts.
I mean, everything's edited. To push an agenda.
It's Channel 5, Channel 4 as well.
Yeah.
So the first episode was out and out what the show would have been like if nobody had said anything. Like, if nobody can, let's speak up for this because it's all bollocks.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. But then I heard they were literally editing the show. It went out on Monday nights in England, and it went out on Monday night, and they were editing the show Sunday up until Monday afternoon to get it a little bit better to watch and not as sort of getting people pissed off or whatever. So yeah, and so it only featured about, I don't know, four families. And the street's about 2 miles long, with about 50, 60 houses on it, maybe more, I don't know. Not a real social comment.
You're not going to get a documentary that's going to make it onto on Channel 4, that's pushing the envelope and all that.
Well, yeah.
But you're not going to get a TV show about people who are trying to generally get a work, but happen to be on benefits. You're not going to make a TV show out of that.
No.
It's not. You don't want to see him go on someone going, yeah, I'm trying really hard. Yeah. Again, you want to see failure.
This is me filling out CVs all day. But the one of my favourite episodes was that the ginger girl. I don't remember her name.
I got it down in my notes.
Do you what?
Becky.
Becky and her fella.
Mark.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked. It finally paid off, those notes.
All those writing lessons paid off, didn't they?
Yeah. You spelled Becky with a C.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Kecky. And, those two. And he went out and got a job, but he was like...
He was a charity collector, wasn't he?
When he came to the guy's door...
Yeah.
Have you written it down word for word?
I've got the quotes here.
Yeah.
Let me just find it. Where is it? His sales pitch was, "Do you know anyone who's diabetes?" Now, the bare minimum of trying to collect for a charity is
knowing the right pronunciation.
The thing is, I've done that once.
Have you?
And they give you a piece of paper with your pitch on it.
And he can't read.
He can't. You should make fun of somebody.
Again?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He goes, I've only got the
you be Mark, and Mark, you're coming to my house.
Yeah.
So you knock. Yeah,
knock. He goes, hello? I don't look at... what did he say? He said...
all right, mate, what are you doing?
I'm not as bad...
Hang on, I thought we were doing a thing.
I thought I was doing a one-man monologue.
Hang on, you're coming to my house.
All
right. Hello?
I'm not as bad as I look.
I'm shutting the door.
What I did is I corrected that.
Yeah.
What he said is, what did he say? It is so confusing that I can't even remember it. He goes, I'm bad, not like I look or something.
I'm not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, that was it. I'm not as bad as it looks.
I don't understand what you mean.
It's like
first of all, I'm confused. Why has this come to my door?
It's not as bad as it looks. Do you know anyone who's diabetes? And they're like,
well, let me just sit you down a second.
Yeah.
Punch.
He goes,
what do you want?
What are you doing?
Why aren't you talking?
What they should do is just give him like a little leaflet, like a little card. He goes up to the door, he knocks, hands it over, and then waits like that, with his hand out. With a little bucket.
I've got a shit in it. I'm not diabetes.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who's diabetes.
I've got Steve.
Yes. My mate Steve Diabetes.
That foreign bastard next door.
Steve Diabetes from Romania.
It's just luck.
The diabetes
family. He comes to the door. And he's like, what you want?
Because,
he's like,
yeah, that's me.
Can I have some money? Oh my god.
You might as well have just said, do you know anyone who's ill? Can I have a few quid, please?
Look, there's people ill, give me some money.
Quick. Just flashes them some paper and that's it.
But like, he was out for like 10 hours a day.
He didn't make one thing.
100% make money.
100% commission. Yeah. And he didn't get any money.
I wonder what his commission would have been. Have you done that job?
Once, yeah.
So what would your commission been? Was it like a percentage?
Mine was up front. This got paid like, what was it, about 40 quid just to go round.
Really?
Yeah. I was only like 17 or something. It was one of my first well, not job, because I was just walking around like my local village going, do you know, on the five houses.
Do you know diabetes?
Yeah. Do you know anyone who's ill?
But yeah, and then what else? What other notes have you got?
Yeah, well,
actually, if you came to my door with, it's not, I'm not as bad as it looks, or it looks not as bad as I am, Yoda. Like, I'd be like, first of all, I'd be confused, and then he says, do you know anybody who's diabetes?
Yeah,
I'd have to probably correct him and say it's diabetic.
Yeah,
he's like, and then he'd probably be, his head would explode.
Yeah.
But I'd sit him down and be like, I'm not going to give you any money, but what I can do is just tell you how to sell yourself.
I can learn you how to talk.
Yeah. I'll learn you to talk proper.
Yeah, right, proper.
Oh, but that guy's, he's, I can't see any hope for that guy.
No, I mean...
Pardon me.
I started to feel sorry for him, and there's one moment where...
he was
down by, his, the river, the cut.
The canal,
yeah.
Took his mountain bike out, didn't
he? Yeah. No, I didn't see that one. He went down there on his little bicycle.
A bike?
Yeah, bicycle.
Bicycle?
Did you mean bike as in motorbike?
I said mountain bike.
Oh, right. I probably should listen, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
But yeah, he went down
no to... No one else is going to.
Yeah. He went down to the canal and he was sitting there and he was, you know, they played a bit of Coldplay or something like that. Some sad music. And he sat there and for a minute he said something that it's kind of poetic in a way. He said he had made a flower metaphor. He goes, what did he say? He said, life is like a flower. It grows, then the petals come, and then the petals fall off. And at the moment, if things go well, I'm like a new flower. And yeah, I was like,
that's quite...
Mark, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but for a man who could barely speak.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say, and you know that was they edited it nice, and he was, you know, to make him sound kind of sound tragic and
coherent.
Yeah. But then he made this nice little metaphor. Granted, it made no sense, and then he said he got up and went, and I also like to do skids on my bike.
Man's 25.
Yeah.
Is he 25?
I don't know. I think he's younger than me, actually. I
like doing skids on my bike.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I saw him do the skid and it wasn't very good.
It was crap.
Yeah, it's crap.
He's better stick to the metaphors, kid.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't make any sense, I keep saying, but I knew what he meant.
Basically, you just described the life of a flower.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when rain falls to the floor and then goes into a drain, then goes into the sewer, and then goes up to the sky. That's just like, just explaining.
And I like to swing. Yeah. I like to go on the swings.
I like to have a poo.
Yeah. I mean, maybe... there's some hope for him. I mean, if he wrote comedy cards, like birthday cards with quotes on,
yeah,
I'd buy them.
It'd be quite long-winded. Yeah, it would just say, when you get a card and you open a card and you write in a card and then you put the card in an envelope and then you give it to someone.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm not the card in the envelope.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the message inside. Yeah. The card's A4 square.
I mean, I did feel bad for them at one point.
Yeah, I mean, you can only...
It felt like they couldn't help themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's I know it's got to be difficult when doesn't sound like he's not very clever.
Yeah.
So his ambition is probably always going to be quite low.
Yeah.
But just
what's
like,
ambition mean?
Don't know. Yeah.
But it sounds good, though.
I just read it.
We'll edit that bit out.
I'll read it on my score report.
Lax.
But like, I was saying to my mate, like, if he just say, I don't know how much he gets a week benefit money or whatever money he gets childcare and all that bollocks.
He'd probably be on about 50 a week for. Job seekers.
But he's got a couple of kids as well.
Yeah, he's got housing benefit. So
say 300 quid or two.
Something like that, yeah.
So say if he got 100 quid, went out and bought a bucket, a couple of chamois, a sponge, and went round and some turtle wax.
What would he do with them?
Drink it.
Nick nomination.
Because I'd pay him to drink it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, but like he could like go out and
knock on the door. Do you want me to drink this shit?
£2.50
and I'll drink this shit. Yeah. You can put whatever you want in it.
That's what, yeah. Instead of that, do you know anyone who's diabetes? Yeah. You should have just got a bottle of bleach. What is it? Drink it in the ice for it.
Do you want to see me get fucked up? Spasming on the floor.
Yeah. That's worth a fiver, mate. Yeah.
Just shooing him off their doorstep.
Yeah, just with a big broom.
Pushing him off the drive. Yeah.
Is that compulsating man at the end of the
It's probably some kind of high concept performance.
It's now on YouTube because I'm now YouTube famous. Yeah, yeah. It's all linked. And it's all linked.
He's there, hooked up to an iron lung. The only thing that works is his.
The most amount of money he's ever earned in his life.
He's just lying there in his iron lung, spouting flower metaphors.
I'm like a rose who likes sun. And when it's the sun's out, I open up. And when the sun closes, I close up. And then
when it's dark, I don't.
Then petals fall off. At the minute, I'm a bit thorny. Where's me lung?
And they, I mean, I don't pretend to see the future, but I can see that happening.
Yeah. I'd pay him to drink bleach.
No, I'd say do it first, and if I like it, then I'll give you.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So I mean, Benefit Street in a nutshell.
Benefit Street.
But it was kind of cool. That white D seems to have got her head screwed on. I mean, she's not the brightest, but I think she's got more about her than she's, most on that street.
She's a character, at least.
Yeah, she was on that big Benefit debate thing on Channel 5, and she seemed to come out alright. She didn't embarrass herself or anything. But that Katie fucking horse face twat embarrassed herself quite a lot, I think.
Yeah, I mean. It's like George Osborne talking about benefits and stuff and people getting stuff for free when he got everything for free.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff for free. Millions of stuff for free. I mean, the ultimate Benefit Street's the mall, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've got a duck pond.
Yeah.
Well, my benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. It's fucking... It's not good. I mean, I've been on the fucking doll. It's good because you need it, but I think... People do.
Some people
acclimatize to it.
Some people, for some people, it is a crutch to get through life. Some people, it's.
I think as well, it's been sort of passed down. These are like probably the second gen.
Definitely.
Who, you know, whose parents have never really worked, or maybe their dad was laid off and they just claimed like sickness benefit, and they were like, well, it's a horrible knock on effect, but you know, it's not a massive amount of like young people on benefit. Like young, it's. I think it takes up like a really small percentage of
really all
the amount of benefit that goes out. Amount that it's paid to unemployed people is a small fraction of that.
And the smallest fraction is people like, 18 to 24 is the cutoff, I think it is. Because I'm 25 now, when I was on benefits up, it went up. Yeah, so it's 18 to 24, is classed as young people.
Yeah.
And that percentage is actually really small. It's the people with families where it's higher, single mums.
Working tax credits and stuff, I think it's slightly probably more.
Is it? I'm not an expert on it, obviously.
No, I can't remember. I was trying to remember what they said in the benefit thing. But again, it's like this. Everyone thinks, fucking hell, everyone's doing this.
Yeah.
But it's not, man.
I am.
Yeah.
But
I work and sign on, so fuck you. Why am I?
Yeah,
but
according to my paperwork, I've only got one leg. Well, that's a lie because I've only got one arm. Get more for the leg. I'll cut it off so I can stay on benefits. Yeah, but
what else we got? Anything else? Anything? Segways?
Got
a segue.
Well,
get around the edge.
We could do a segue here. I can see a segue emerging. We're talking about benefits, and then we said the ultimate benefit thieves are the royal family.
Yeah,
they're also lizards.
Well, we've done that, haven't we?
Yeah, but I just wanted to, like, you know, cap it off.
Okay.
Just
the lizard people.
Yeah, the lizard people. Yeah, because it's a nice end to it.
I'm going to see RoboCop on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How is he?
I don't know, I haven't seen it yet.
It's been retired for a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah. I watched the original one again, the other day.
With Murdoch. Is he called Murdoch?
Murphy.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd watched it and just I'd seen it not long before, like maybe like a year ago or something. But I thought I'd want to watch it again before I see the new one.
Yeah,
it came in 1987. The first RoboCop did. So, yeah. And it does. I thought it needed like if it wasn't for ED-209 or Ed-209, you know the have you seen RoboCop?
Yeah, ages ago. I can't.
So you've got the main RoboCop,
the main man in the.
And then you've got that one that Dick guy, whatever his name is.
The AT-AT Walker thing from Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a big. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Blah, 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 blah.
That looks absolutely dreadful because it's stop motion.
Yeah, I remember now.
And it's like. And when it falls down the stairs, it's like. It's like screaming. It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, but what you don't. A little known fact, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it wasn't stop motion. That thing's actually a creature that they created, like a horrible abomination
of
clay.
It was like, that's the only thing that really dates it, apart from a few shirts here and there and haircuts.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that really makes it look like an 80s film.
Yeah.
But other than that, it holds up pretty well. Especially when you get that guy going through all the toxic waste. You're like,
oh, yeah, yeah, and he gets hit by a van.
His face is all melting off and shit. That's really, really good.
I mean, if the new RoboCop... What, is it 18 or is it 15?
It's probably... There's not that many 18s that come out anymore.
It's not going to do... I don't think it's... I think it'll be...
When that RoboCop's really? About 12 now.
Is it? The first one?
Yeah.
That's really violent. Maybe the opening bit, they shoot to bits of his shotgun.
Yeah, yeah, but the only blood you see is when they shoot his hand. And then
Oh, is it...
Yeah, if you watch it carefully.
Yeah, that's mild.
But that was an 18 in 1987.
Yeah.
But now I think it might be like a 12A to a 15.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm definitely sure it's not an 18.
12A is not what a 12 used to be, is it? 12A is like adult.
Yeah, it's like you can be a bit older with a PG, like parental guidance. And
I mean, it's been so long since this has applied to me.
I don't really know, but I know
12A.
12A is quite a new.
It's kind of like. It's got violence, but it hasn't got sex scenes. I think that's kind of what it is.
I think you have to be accompanied by an adult if you're 12 and under.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah. When I go, I like to be accompanied by loads of children.
Yeah. I suppose wherever you go.
Yeah.
Especially to the dungeon.
I roll deep.
Balls deep. So yeah, next time we do one of these bad boys, I'll update you on how that was.
Yeah.
I hope it's all right.
Like I was saying, I mean, if it has got the violence in it,
yeah,
then it and it's got the comedy in it because it was kind of funny, wasn't it? Satirical rather.
Yeah,
than,
yeah. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, and like, it was a comment on the police state, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You got these robots roaming around with no tolerance, zero tolerance. I mean, police state, and now it's even more relevant.
Yeah, but the because it was set in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's he's fucking died a death again, hasn't it?
Is that what?
Yeah, honestly, Detroit is absolutely.
That's because of the motors.
They bailed out GM, is it? General Motors.
But, what's it? Did a documentary, didn't he? Guy who did Bowling for Columbine and all that. And
Michael Moore.
Yeah, he did a.
Did he?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically about GM and Detroit.
Yeah, no,
it just killed Detroit.
I mean, it was dying a death to start off with, but then it died another one, basically. Yeah.
Well, that's where that's probably what I don't know why they set it there, but that's why.
I mean,
because all the police are getting killed. It's kind of a lawless state in the film.
Yeah,
not in real life, but in the film, it's kind of a lawless state, and loads of cops are just killing cops and stuff like that, and it's sort of all out of control. So that's why they need the OCP. Bought out the police department, they control it.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's a massive comment on there, even today. Private prisons in America.
We've got private prisons here.
We've got private prisons, didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, the statistics for America is there's more more black men in prison, private prisons, doing work, so they make them do work, license plates and all that kind of stuff, than there was during the slave trade. There's more people in prison doing this stuff than there was during the slave days.
That's amazing.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. And they've got a black president. They can't. I don't know.
Well, he does a night shift, doesn't he?
He's not really black, you know. He's a bit tanned, isn't he?
Yeah. Sprayed. He's orange.
He's a lizard, isn't
he? Yeah, he probably is a lizard. Yeah. What was I saying? If RoboCop has got the violence and it's still satirical, I think it'll do well.
Yeah, I've seen a few trailers and things, and the little TV spots were quite cool. I don't like the suit, but...
It's black, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is a scene where it's normal.
Deeply racist.
There is a scene where
yeah, he's got the old silver one on, but it is completely, almost completely different.
Yeah.
Right? It looks like the thing around his eyes is kind of like a, I don't know.
I'm not sure why they changed that. I mean, obviously, they changed it because of the Dark Knight. Dark Knight has influenced everything. Superheroes have got to be dark now.
Yeah.
Like Superman. Where's the pants?
Yeah.
Where's the pants?
Pantless suit. Yeah.
He's wearing his like...
Who's Spider-Man? Superman?
Superman.
I watched this. I didn't like the
Man of Steel. Yeah, I mean...
Did you like that?
Good action scenes, good CG, but no story.
The cape was CG, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
While they were filming, didn't have a cape. The cape was CG, though.
Why do that? But, oh, God.
I didn't really like it. I thought it was... I got bored,
again, it's because... Zack Snyder, Christopher Nolan, executive producer... It was the Dark Knight influence. Everything's got to be dark now.
Well, it's got that.
I mean, the Dark Knight series.
Well, I think Superman versus Batman, that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine it right now. I mean, I didn't grow up with the comics.
Put it back to 2015. No, that's it. Yeah. Most people in England didn't really have those comics available to us.
I mean, I can't... To me, it sounds ridiculous. I mean, Batman versus Superman, they're both heroes.
Yeah, I've read a couple of comics now. You can read them online, get them on iPads download apps. But I think Batman wins, man.
Does he?
Yeah, somehow.
He pays him enough money.
He's just got like a kryptonite dildo and fucks him in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think he does. But again, I don't know what they're going to do with the film. Whether it's kind of a precursor to the...
It's Justice League.
Justice League. Because they're doing a Wonder Woman, I think.
Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Isle of Lesbos. Yeah. Is that where she's come from?
She's Israeli.
No, I mean the...
Oh, right, it's Wonder Woman.
Not the actual character.
She's from the Isle of Lesbos. You know, the small island off Ibiza.
No, really, is it Lesbos?
She's an Amazonian. From the island.
Where's Lesbos?
Lesbos is a small island off Ibiza, I think.
Is it actually exist? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The lesbians.
I think it's Greek. Yeah, Lesbos, yeah. There's a lot of like assertive women there.
All butch women. All fat one. Lesbians all fat. Oh, that's a sweeping generalization.
Yeah.
I mean, all like in real life, but in porn, they're all quite slim. Pretty.
What porn are you looking at?
Slim.
I'm looking.
You're still going for the fat ugly porn.
I'm looking at a sort of butch woman porn. But I've lost my train of thought now. Just talking about porn. Well, the blood's rushed from my head.
Oh, put it don't try and suck your friend. No.
You see me hunch over there.
That's what you're going for.
I just can't see how. Batman versus Superman.
But I don't know if it's a team or they are actually against each other.
But again, I just don't know how that works. I mean,
you had Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, but they're both bastards.
That was a piece of shit.
Yeah, but they're like we people were in the middle.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, that was shit as well.
Not looking good, is it?
Not really. But and Ben Affleck's Batman.
Do you have what was that?
Crocodile Dundee versus.
Jaws. That's how you're fair against this bastard.
There's a lot of shit out there. But I can't imagine it working particularly well. I mean, I reckon it'll...
That film's going to make
$1 billion
in its first weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest film of...
So even if it's a piece of shit, it's still going to fucking... When all said and done, it's going to be like the first $2 billion film once it's... Generate sales on DVD and whatnot.
What was it? Avengers. That was $1 billion in the first. I'm thinking of a Call of Duty. $1 billion in the first week.
That's just a game.
Mental.
No, that's Grand Theft Auto.
Grand
Theft Auto made that because.
You're right. Yeah.
I bought that in the first day.
Amazing game. It's really love
good.
That game.
Yeah, it's good.
Trevor, great character.
Yeah. Fucking filthy.
Yeah.
I think that we've done.
Yeah, I think that'll do. I mean, I've got no other thoughts.
All my thoughts are out.
My brain's starting to hurt a bit now.
Cool. Right then. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, I'm on Twitter at @AaronSmith. You can fire us some questions if you need to. We'll probably set up a joint Twitter account at some point.
And you can find me in the White Forest.
Yeah. Naked from the waist down.
Naked from the waist down. Eating berries.
Not his own berries.
Not his own berries. Can't reach them.
He'll still be trying.
Yeah. The yoga's paying off, but...
Yeah. Right, yeah. Thanks for listening anyway. I've been Aaron Smith.
I've been Fred Stockdale. Forgot my own name there for a second.
See you next time. Peace.
Peace out. How long was that?